Good morning, everyone. This demo shows the integration among the components of Work Package 3 for the release 2. In particular, this demo shows the integration among the IT Market Wallet, the OpenID Connect provider, the KeyClock server, and the Verifiable Credential Service with the IT Market Bazo blockchains. This slide shows the integration among the integrated components. So, as a user, through a client application that simulates the marketplace, it is possible to register, acquiring a verifiable credential that certify the user as a consumer or a provider. So, the credential is generated by the Verifiable Credential Service, and it is stored in the IT Market Wallet. Again, through the client application, we can start the authentication flow via the KeyClock authorization server. On KeyClock, it is possible to choose the authentication mode. For example, we can choose to authenticate via the IT Market OpenID Connect provider. So the OpenID Connect provider interacts with the IT Market wallet by initiating a disclosure request, asking the wallet to reveal the credentials required for the authentication. The wallet then discloses the credential to the OpenID Connect provider, and if each credential or all credentials are disclosed, the OpenID Connect provider generates an access token and an ID token, and send this token to the KeyClock server. The KeyClock server generates another access token and another ID token, and send it back to the client application that will use this token to authenticate on a protected page or within the marketplace, for example. Verifiable credentials can be marked as revoked in a smart contract registry deployed in the IT Market Bazo blockchain via the Verifiable Credential Service. Once a credential is revoked, we can prevent the user from using it by adding a check in the registry during the authentication flow. So this part will be integrated in the next future developments. For now, we can revoke and verify the credential directly from the Verifiable Credential Service through the appropriate API. Similarly, we can